Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
My name is William Wayne. I don't know, this is so unimportant. I want to add anything that I can add to what he said about the fact that you guys are just... On the American side, geez, I don't know how, you know, it's so terrible that you don't know how to, there is no way to be a leader Americana.
Struggling.
Except you guys.
Duke?
You gotta control it.
I wanna kiss you.
We haven't any chance. Naturally, things happen like at the Columbia University and at the other mother colleges. No, but really, when I went to school, I went to school at the University of Southern California.
Yeah, Duke.
Let me explain something to you. When I went there, when there was a fella in control of the college, I mean, he was the boss man there. If anybody had walked into his office,
that's the word,
and torn down a picture,
what would have happened?
And did excrement in his waste paper basket, or had written lewd words on his the pictures of his family.
Oh dear.
We, as members of the college, would have kicked the goddamn hell out of this organization. I can't understand how it can happen. In the United States of America, that this can happen.
Yeah, dude.
And there aren't enough guys of your age to go up. I don't give a if you go to the school or not. You can't stand to have this happen.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
no,
Christ. I'm not trying to talk for clapping. I'm trying to talk for you guys. You better start thinking.
It's
getting to be goddamn ridiculous.
There you go,
Duke.
If you guys don't start thinking as men, we're going to have a lousy country. Jesus,
it makes a lot of sense.
I have had the chance to be with guys who are with things and against things. And, you know, Christ, you try as I try as a human being to listen to both sides of everything. But there's no both sides anymore.
There's just not.
They're just trying to wreck our goddamn country. It's time for you younger guys to take over. I don't know what the hell to do.
Right. Forever straining at stool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
The Duke.
Duke.
You gotta love the Duke.
That's classic Duke.
Who doesn't love the Duke?
Let me see. We're gonna try to go outside here in a second.
Very exciting.
With Slow Joe.
Yay.
Because one of the great things about our new location, and we're right at, if you're in the D.C. area, our new studios are right on the corner of Montrose Road and
Rockville Pike.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Right by some big antiquated condo.
Yep.
That it looks to me like it might be maybe a crack house now.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like it's haunted.
Pretty
actually.
Good prices. Very looks haunted.
Maybe a house of ill repute.
You know, at the end of the show, I was looking in the windows to see if I could see anybody naked. I didn't see anybody naked, but I did notice that they seem to be renovating the balconies on these apartment
buildings.
That's
exciting.
And they also seem to have the majority of these apartment buildings are unoccupied, but there were several lights in the window like people were living there. I really can't tell. I think it's a ghost ship.
Well, I think it's time for us to do some exploring.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, Rob, let me see. How many wireless microphones do we have?
We have four.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
How about this? Instead of sending Joe out, you want to take a walk with me?
Yeah, let's just walk around.
Now, has anybody tested to make sure how far they go?
No, I thought we wanted to do that on the air.
We know they work. We just don't know how far.
Do you want to just try it? Yeah, I'm up for it. Okay. Get him and turn him on, and me and Michael go for a walk.
Okay, just a stroll.
And Buzz,
don't get hit. It's very busy out there. I know how you are when the microphones are
don't
on.
Don't be crazy.
You're like bull in the china shop, and you're like going to stumble out.
Look,
people
both
are
ways.
Flying. This is Rockville Pike. Uh-huh. People are. I mean, this is not even really. It's not even like the other main drag. And we were on a hell of a main drag.
Yeah.
This is a real main drag.
They'll run
Mike,
over you.
Keep in mind the game Frogger.
Yes.
I kicked ass at Frogger.
I know you did.
It is going to be relatively easy for me, with my cat-like athletic movements,
right,
to go from one three-lane death strip to the median to the other three-lane death strip to the end location.
I think we should wait for all proper traffic signals.
which I believe will be, I think, the goal is to be at the grocery store, which is approximately a half a mile away from our studio.
Very good.
My work.
Okay.
Now are you bringing,
so let's give this a try.
Are we turning these on now? Are they on?
Test.
Hey, they are.
Check.
Yes,
testing.
Okay. One, two.
Let me give you a level there, Mike.
Check
give me a
one,
level.
Two. Testing. One, two, three, four.
Let me turn these off. Hello, test.
One, two, three, four.
Okay.
Check. One, two.
Here we go.
We're going to see how it works.
Got me some headphones. Okay.
Right,
see you boys
good.
Later.
Bye. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Be careful.
Oh, hey, Rob, what's our address here, for God's sakes?
5914 Hubbard Drive.
5914 Hubbard Drive.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Yeah. She had a
hell of a All right, we're
cupboard.
Outside.
It's an old mother.
Now, look at this, Mike.
I think we should go up to the left.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah?
I think we should spit on this car.
No, I don't want to spit on this. Don't spit on my new car.
It's your brand new car.
It's my brand new car. You want to go for a ride?
No, I don't want to go for a ride.
Well, I was just, why not?
Because.
We're on
because
the
I'm
air.
Jealous.
No, don't be jealous.
Hey, hold on a second.
Yes. No, we can't talk to people, you know.
What?
We're not allowed.
Hi. Yeah. Hey, we're on the radio. Would you like to be on the radio? No? No thanks?
No, okay. No thanks.
Nice seeing you. How are you?
Excuse are we going down these
have
stairs?
Have a nice day.
Are we going down these stairs?
Oh, yeah. Here we go, right. Mike. Wow. Now, we're actually outside the building. And
just getting our sea legs.
Making our way towards... What is this this little extra?
This is old... I think this might be Georgetown Pike.
It's our launching ramp.
Georgetown Road, old Georgetown Road.
All right, there goes a COP.
It's really, they all kind of converge here.
All right, now, let me see. I can see the Sports Authority. I can see old...
Now, how are we going to know? You can hear it, right?
Yeah, so, yes. We're not breaking up yet. We're breaking up a little bit.
No, not
we are?
Much at all, I don't think.
We're not breaking... Here we
you
go,
know,
Mike.
I think when
come
we
on.
Get...
Here we go, come on.
All right.
Come on, Mike. We're going to make it all the way across. Here we go. Come on, Mike.
This could be the end.
Come on.
All right.
Come on. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations.
You run every day.
Congratulations.
Oh. I'm completely out of breath, and I'm completely embarrassed.
That was close.
You and I, goddammit, look at this. Now, we are on Rockville Pike. We're
right
across the street from our brand new radio
now
station.
Now we can just wave at people.
Loud and clear.
Let me see. We're in front of...
Yes, right now we're in front of a little restaurant. That's a nice-looking joint. How you doing? Timpano, it's called.
Timpano.
Buy that one too.
Sports Authority, Marshall.
Marshall's over here. We're at the corner of Hubbard Drive and Rockville Pike.
All right, so what we're going to do is just stand here for a
little
second.
Little scuddy out here today.
Now, Buzz, microphone sounding okay?
Sounds fantastic. You guys are doing great. I'd say keep going.
Sounds all right?
Yeah. A-okay.
Keep going.
I guess what we need to do now, Mike, we're on, a 70-second delay now? So we're going to have to wait for people as they come by. This will be a fast way to see how...
Why don't we go up here? Wait, well, why don't we go to where the intersection is? Is this going too far? I think we're going to be in line of the antennas that are pointing out here.
Very cool antennas.
Got a Chevy Chase Bank up here. Got a Next Day Blinds, Mattress Warehouse.
Now, see, the fun of this is going to be when we send Joe out, and he's got a sign around his neck that says, I am broadcasting live on CBS Radio.
Right.
And you and I get to do what we've always wanted to do, Letterman thing.
Let him be our mouthpiece.
Right.
Now, is this guy backing up here? Jesus Christ.
Yes, he's waving. Hi. Beep your horn, sir.
There you go. Honk your horn, ass. Honk your horn.
You moron, we told you three times.
Jesus Christ. The guy seriously almost got in a wreck because he was in the left hand.
Hi, how are you? All right, there we go. Nice little Maryland welcome here.
Oh, hi, nice. Everybody. I had not a chance there listening.
We're sitting here on Hubbard
Drive. Look at those people. Hi there.
Hi, huh? There's a nice lovely couple.
There you go. You know what that is? Ooh. That's babies having babies right there, Mike. Guarantee that. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, you want to come on the live? You want to come on the radio live on CBS Radio?
Sure.
Hi, what are your names, kids?
I'm Holly.
And what's your name, sir?
Zach.
Hey, are you
Zach?
Holding? Are you holding?
Holding. Yeah, no.
Are you guys boyfriend, girlfriend, brother, sister? What are you, man and wife?
Just friends.
Just friends, right.
Right.
Nobody your age is just friends, huh?
How old are you, honey?
21.
21.
That is one goddamn dirty ashtray.
She always says
Can
that.
I tell you that?
Hi, how are you? Boy.
Would you mind cleaning that ashtray right now? Open the window
and just dump it out.
Come on, dump it out, please.
There might be something. Contraband. All right, we're going to let you go before the police get here,
All right,
son.
Roach Motel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We got you. Oh, hey, look, it's the chick from Sideways, Mike.
Oh, was that Sandra Oh? Was that Sandra Oh?
That's who
the chick from Sideways. The very talented Sandra Oh, also could be seen on Grey's Anatomy. Hi, how are you?
I got to tell you something.
Oh, wow. Hey, very popular, the show in Rockville.
I see her everywhere.
Yeah. Sandra Oh?
Yeah.
Huh. Sandra, oh,
That's
my
impossible.
God.
My brothers, come on. Hey, come right. on now.
Show us the love.
Hey, Chocolate City, listen.
Hi, how are you?
Say
how
it.
You doing?
Hey, I'm still talking to those guys in the Corolla. Say it loud. I'm not black, but I'm proud. If you're a brother, don't just wave.
They didn't want to acknowledge it.
Honk your goddamn hoopty horn.
They were embarrassed to listening to the white devil.
Hi there. Hi, honey.
Hearing a horn in the distance there.
So many people, Mike, are just... not a chance that they will listen to us, Mike.
Yeah, seems to be a lot of that out here in Lockville.
Oh, now look at this guy in the Mercedes.
How are you?
Hey, self-absorbed.
Boy, somebody's really leaning on it. Hey, how are you, buddy?
Oh, hey, hi.
Whoa. Nice to see you.
One of these people were goddamn this traffic is moving.
This is delight. Yeah, this is not like the other place where we could never get them going fast enough. Actually.
What's your location right now, guys?
Isn't it a lovely day to be out here, though?
Rob, we're standing at the corner of Hubbard Drive and Rockville Pike.
Okay.
I mean, we're right at the entrance to the shopping center, and people are going by.
Oh, so you're across the street.
Headphones. People. I like the looks of people that aren't listening. The people that are actually totally confused with what we're doing.
I should have explained that. The very first thing that I had Mike do was ran across the six lanes.
You guys want to be on the radio?
Ran across six lanes.
You don't want to be on the radio?
I just spotted you from the air studio. I can see you.
You guys want to be on the radio?
Excuse me. United States.
CBS Radio?
United States Marshal. Do you have papers? Do you have a green card?
And they said, yes, they said yes. They didn't want
legal?
To be on the radio. Hablo español? Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Listen to that.
Yeah, and he's nodding his head like that. That's true.
Hey,
¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas?
Let me ask you a question.
How much for your sister?
How about that headbutt, huh? How about that World Cup, huh? Are you guys holding? Hello, would you like to be on the radio? Hello. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hello.
Mikey says he'd like to be on the radio. What's your name?
Carlos.
Carlos, are you a big soccer fan?
Yeah. I love
it. Oh, the people are waiting. We got to let them go, Don.
Bye, Carlos. Bye-bye. There they go.
Lots of beeps out here today.
And look at this. Mike, right there.
How are you?
How's it going? Hi there.
Hi. How are you? That was not a beep for us. That last beep was a beep of anger.
Oh, Mike, there could be no beeps of
anger. No, it actually wasn't even related to us. It was a guy that was just like, hey, too many.
All right, now here's some
cool. Look at this carpool. We ought to go over here for a second.
Okay, welcome to Gringo Land.
Hey, welcome,
they're rolling up the windows.
You guys want to be on the radio?
Hey, come on, we want to be in a gang.
You want to be on the radio?
Can we be in your gang?
Radio.
Are you guys?
No, hey, all right.
Are you in a gang? You like to be on the radio?
How to make friends.
We're on the radio.
WJFK.
Hi there. How you dudes doing?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
We're Don and Mike. Donaldo y Miguel.
How many guys are in this car? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can all of you guys say hello?
Can you say hello?
Hello.
Muchas gracias.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, Don.
Can I be in your gang? Are you guys a gang?
Mr. Geronimo, step away from the vehicle.
Mike, I don't have a lot of experience.
I thought we might have been in big trouble. Hi, how are you?
Let me just say this. I've seen the movie Crash.
That is as good. That is a good about my favorite comment. How about that headbutt?
Oh, and hey, hold
on. You want to be on the radio?
This is a guy who came and parked his car, for God's sake.
Wow. Come over to say hello. What's your name, sir?
My name is Terry. Hi, how you doing?
Terry, are you a Rockvillian?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I thought this was a joke because I was driving by and I downloaded your podcast and everything else like that. I thought this couldn't possibly be real.
Could there be a chance that you could wear your pants a little higher?
And how long have you lived in the area, sir?
About 5 years now.
This is Don. I'm Mike, and we're brand new to this neck of the woods. We come from across the river.
Uh-huh. River.
How be?
Everything's soup.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I'm married. Thank you.
Miracle of miracles. We were going to do the whole nerd thing for you.
What's his name?
How long have you been married?
About 2 years now.
Any children?
No kids. Yeah, we're working on it.
What's your wife's name?
So is Mike.
Oh, her name is Rachel.
What is it?
Reiko.
Oh, it's one of those mail order things?
Yeah, sort of.
Japanese.
Oh, hey, listen, here's a serious question.
Sure. Huh?
You know what I've always heard about the Japanese women? Is that down here,
seriously,
you know, instead of like this, it's like, is that true?
It's not quite true, but they are slim, and so it's different than you'd expect.
Hey, thank you for your candor.
Interesting.
Is it a tighter fit?
I don't know. You could say that.
Sweet Asian cooking. Hey, do us a favor. Go ask this old guy if he'd like to be on the radio.
Thank you very much. All right. What's your first name again? Terry's going to go ask the old guy coming up here if he wants to be on the radio.
This guy to me, Mike, I'd make you a 50-cent bet this guy's homeless.
This is Michael Hughes.
You think this guy's homeless?
No, he said no, unfortunately.
Is he homeless? Ask him if he's homeless.
Are you homeless?
No.
Are you homeless?
No.
Would you like to be in a gang?
That was something that couldn't be broadcast on the air.
What did he say?
It involved an F
and
an H.
Oh, we didn't hear it. It says didn't get it on the radio.
No, I mean, I know we didn't hear it. I heard it. Because you have the headphones on.
No,
and he goes, F you, A-O.
No, Buzz.
You're right.
Buzz said,
not heard here.
It was not heard over the air.
I know
it was.
Audible. Yeah.
Hello?
So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Our first foray out onto Rockville Pike, the corner of Hubbard Street and Rockville Pike.
I think we've proven, Mike, that we can take the microphones and go anywhere.
And I think we've proven that no matter what state we be in, the Don and Mike Show, red hot, absolutely.
Hey, Broadway.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that was scary.
Almost lost
him. Mighty scary.
You know, when the light changes here, we're gonna make our move, okay?
How are you?
Hi there.
Nice to see you.
God damn, we're gonna.
I don't want to bum people out here, but did we get this kind of honking at the other joint? All right, here we go.
With the flavor of the month now, Mike.
Very good.
That's right.
Oh no, they're turning left.
Here we go. Right.
Run for your lives.
National Treasure
in
danger.
It.
Yeah, that was no problem at all.
Now we made it. We made it across the street.
Want to visit the
other
side?
Hey, are you listening to our show right now? You on the Honda. Or what is that? Mike?
That'll be, a 30-second delay before she realizes that? Hi.
She's hot.
How are you?
She is super hot.
She's looking at us like we're pandas. We're your cute little panda bears. Yes, we are.
All right, so now we got the traffic coming.
I would urge everybody, everybody's doing the beep, 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 beep. I would urge people driving by on Rockville Pike to do the horn lean where you just hit it steadily. That's what I'm excited.
Now we're on the side of Rockville Pike that's leading towards D.C.,
yes.
Leaving Rockville.
I'm not sure whether that's north, south, east, or west, but...
Hey,
there you
hi
go.
There. Hi,
how
Hulk,
are you?
Like you goddamn
nice to
horns.
See you.
Hi there. Hi. Hi, how are you? Hi there.
Busy.
You know, I think, Mike, I think part of it is people are waving at us like they would wave at somebody who was in front of, like, Mattress Warehouse.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Hi. Well, he said Don and Mike, though.
I think some of this is like if you and I were wearing, like, giant rabbit suits and we were promoting something out here.
Exactly. And you know what I see? You see that restaurant? We're directly, literally, we're within. Hi. We're in within 50 feet of.
Timpano?
You see what it says to the left of Timpano?
One.
Cocktails. We've come home. We didn't have that at the old joint.
No, that's true.
Okay, a lot more, incidentally, a lot more feedback going in the other direction than in this direction. Well, these are the people. You know what these are? These are the slackers.
Hey, now, hold on. Here's someone I got to take issue with. Listen, driving the Taurus, here's my problem. If you're going to have an American flag on your car, don't let it be so goddamn tattered that it looks like a snot rag.
Sir, you want to be on CBS Radio?
Super Patriot, Don Geronimo.
No, he doesn't. I believe that. CBS Radio, the Don and Mike Show. You want to come on the Don and Mike Show? Don, I'm Mike. How are you?
Michael Rogers.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
What'd you buy at Toys R Us today, son?
A chess master version.
Yeah.
And you gonna go home and play that right now?
Possibly. At least I'm a pretty avid chess player. I won some. I know who the highest rated U.S. player ever was. It was Gata Kamsky.
Doesn't sound like a chess player.
And it was once the state champion for the under 1400 rating class.
You're listening to Chess Talk on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, right.
How about
I also am thinking of running cross country for the Terrapins this fall.
There you go.
How about vaginas?
Well, I'm like a really true lover. I knew someone from I was in love with her since I was 14, and I'm probably going to see her.
Does she have one? Does she have one?
Yeah, I never touched her, though. She's probably just maybe going to see me at my high school reunion.
I think this is your year. I think this is the year she falls in love with
Good luck.
No, she's married, so.
She's married. Be careful with that.
Actually.
Well, good luck to you, Michael. Go home and play your game.
Last question I have for you, sir. Nice to meet you. You're on a bicycle. Good for you. It's about 100 goddamn degrees outside.
Right.
Why do you have on sweatpants, the Adidas sweat top? Why do you have so many layers of clothing?
Well, I train really hard, and so I'm just in really good physical condition, and then
he's unzipping his jacket. Oh, you work?
He works at Toys R Us.
Ah.
You know Johnny Cakes?
He worked there, didn't he?
He used to work there.
He's a manager.
What is the hottest selling item right now at Toys R Us?
I think it's going to be PS3 when it comes out.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. But right now, I guess Xbox 360.
Xbox 360. Yeah. You going to pick up one of those PS3s when they come out?
Maybe. You know what game I'm looking for in Xbox 360? It's called Vagina.
Do you have one?
California Night Racing and some things like that.
That might have.
Hold on. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Is this a mom and a daughter? Hi.
Hi. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, hold on. Someone's coming. We've got a military man coming out. All right. You're holding up traffic, ladies. Got to move.
All right, bye. Bye, girls. Bye.
We've got an Air Force man here. We've got an Air Force full bird here, I believe, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Colonel?
Welcome to Rockville, Don and Mike. Been listening to you since Frank Murphy and Alan Goodman waving. Well, welcome to the megapolis here of Rockville.
Thank you, Colonel.
Colonel, excuse me for one
second. Just 1 second. We'll be right with you.
So, my friend.
Right.
Those women, they had vaginas.
Definitely.
In the car. Definitely. Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
It's kind of a life lesson here with Forrest Gump.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Forrest.
Always helping people.
Love
so you are, you're what? You're Air Force.
Full bird. I recognize the insignia there. Absolutely.
Okay. And here we go. From Clerks. Let's welcome.
Look at this. Can you feel the love out here? This is wonderful.
I don't know who you are, but you look to me like you should be in Clerks, too. What's your name?
They didn't let me in.
What's your name, sir?
Rosh.
Rosh. And Rosh, anybody you want to say hello to?
No, I just came to tell you guys I love the reverb.
He loves the reverb. Fantastic.
You hear this? Is your last name Ashana?
Sure, why not?
Rosh Ashana.
I love all Jews. I love all Christians.
Colonel, did you get off a little early today? You're out here. You live around the area.
I love atheists.
What's your story?
Yep, I was on my way out driving up Rockville Pike, and I heard you guys out here. First of all, I couldn't quite believe it, and I said I'm going to see with my own eyes and the guy beat me to the punch. I've been listening the last couple of days. I'm going to say, I don't know if you get as much reverb on the outside mic.
Hold on, what?
We're normally more popular normally with the lower ranking officials, but thank you, Colonel.
Hold on.
Have a good day.
Scream that. What was that?
John and Mike!
How many cans of oil do you have sitting in the front seat of your car, dude?
That'd be two.
Hey, are you related to Penn Jillette?
No.
Okay.
All right, nice seeing
Scream
you.
It again one more time before you. Good stuff.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you later.
Another person's walking up here, Don. Hi, what's your name, son?
Peter. How you doing?
Peter, where are you from?
I'm from Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg. And are you happy to have us here in Rockville?
Oh, glad to have you guys in the neighborhood.
Have you met Don yet? He's the man with the headphones over here.
Hi.
I'm bringing up the property value around here.
Hi, Pete. Appreciate it. Have you seen the retarded boy from Toys R Us on his bicycle?
now we have no confirmation on that.
Hi there.
Hi, hard-working security system guy.
This is security system.
Look at this. This is amazing. Goodbye.
Wow.
Nice meeting you.
What?
Don and Mike Jerry.
Oh, no,
hi there. Hi, how are you?
Hey, how
well,
you doing?
It's official. We've been welcomed here in Rockville.
That's nice.
See, this is what we didn't get in the other place.
No, we didn't get this kind
of
love.
We didn't get this love, no.
No, we did not. We did not get anywhere near this amount of love.
We've been 15 years at the same intersection. Hi, you guys.
Wow.
Hi there. And wait until we start doing stuff outside.
This is great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think really I've got it all planned out. We're gonna have a lounge furniture here.
Yes.
We're gonna have a deck furniture. We're gonna have a cooler. It's gonna
be
great. You know, when they're going 80, probably a bad idea to stop them. But I know here comes
One more guy. Let's talk to one more guy.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
Mark Hajar. How you guys doing?
Hi, Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very good.
Where are you from, Mark?
From Olney.
Only
slow down!
Are you happy to have us here in Rockville?
Oh, very happy. me and my friend Chris, we work down at Clyde's right down the street.
My friend
you guys
and I.
Can come in for free dinner, free drinks, anytime you want.
That's an awesome joint. I've been by there. That looks fantastic.
Talking about how great it is that you guys are a little bit closer by.
So. Well, why don't you come on and take a look at the place? Will you
want to come in? Hi, ma'am.
Oh, hold on a second. What?
You guys are my favorite people. I've been listening
thank you.
Since I was 14.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
What's your name, hon?
What's your name?
Liz.
Liz. Liz.
Liz, you rock.
Are you? What are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm just going to go to the mall right now, actually. I'm going to get a new bathing suit.
She suddenly yeah. got a little hesitant there.
She's going to get a new
can you
bathing
see,
suit.
Can you see the eyes of the predator?
Are you going to get a one-piece or a two-piece?
I'm going to go with the two-piece, I think.
Yeah, I would, too.
Oh, you got to go, Liz. Sorry.
I would, too. Okay, bye. Wait, I like... Wait. Oh, she hit me. I love that gag.
You want to come in?
I love that. Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, another guy here.
Hey, it's Fut You.
He was my own student. What's your name, sir?
I'm Jamie.
Jamie, where do you live?
Right down the street.
Right down, so you're a Rockvillian?
Yeah, I just thought I'd be there, but I heard you guys are moving up.
Happy to have the Don and Mike show here?
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic.
Well, come on in and take a look with this other guy, and you can see what our new surroundings are like.
So it's Jamie, and what's your name, sir? Mark and Jamie are coming into the studio with us here at Hubbard Drive, is it, in Rockville?
That's
our
right.
New digs?
Now, what did I tell you? I hate the baby.
Wait, is that a chick? Is that a chick in the car over there? No, it's a guy. Hi. Hi.
Hate to be Mr. I Told You So, but isn't this a great location?
Look at this. Mm-hmm. I just felt the love. I really did.
And those microphones go all the way to the shopping center.
Not a glitch. Without a glitch.
Coming back up towards the door now.
do you see that giant
monkey?
Head?
That was the monkey. That was Rob. Now, we'll bring you guys in.
How are you? Nice seeing you.
Hi there. Come on in, guys. We'll bring you in, and you can see what the new digs are like, and you can maybe explain
to everybody. Now, it's not finished
everybody.
Yet.
Hi. We still have to hang curtains and
hold on a second.
Get those pillows.
Hey, baby.
Park your car and
park your car and come on in.
Park your car. Get your ass up here. Please, park.
Park your car. Come on into the studio. Come on. Don't waste time. Don't hit the car. Hold it.
Whoa,
don't hit the car.
Easy. Don't hit that car.
Oh, my God. That was almost a bad accident.
There you go. Look at that.
All right. Thank you.
Now, guys, what is this? This is like a dream of genie time. Look at this. Beautiful chick. She's driving a Mercedes.
I think one of you two is going to get lucky today.
I've already scoped out the left hand.
Right.
I don't see a ring.
Oh, look at that. Hello. Come on in, beautiful.
Come on up. Take those stairs right here.
Those stairs. We're giving a little impromptu tour here.
Come on. Why don't you run? why don't you run and make it up a little faster?
Some idea of her build.
Hi, how are you?
Come on in.
Wow.
What? Hello. Hi, what was that?
Hi there. Karen, how are you?
Hi, Karen. I'm Don. That's
how do you do? Very nice to meet you.
I met you guys the other night.
Did you really?
I really
did. we have to have you say that on microphone. It's very
I had a dream about you, too.
Come on in. We're going to give the tour.
Come on in. Say hi to my friend Hop Singh. And my friend Private Pile.
There we go. Hold on. Oh, you got it? All right.
The sophisticated key system. In. All right, come on in now. The air conditioning.
Hey,
now
remember,
it's not finished yet.
First thing you're going to notice, the air conditioning.
Yes.
Isn't it beautiful? Right now, here we go. Here's the new studio.
Here we go.
These are all new.
Are we going to switch to the regular microphones?
We'll switch over here, Mike.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Hey, how did it sound, Buzz?
Oh, it sounded fantastic. Didn't break up a bit. You could have gone further. All right, we've got all our friends here that were nice enough to actually stop by.
So let's see now. Yeah, come on over and Ed to this side and see if you can describe to everybody what you guys see over here. Want to press a button? Want to make a sound?
State of the art.
Press a button. Go ahead. Press any of those buttons. Make a sound. Press a button.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Very nice.
Yeah. You want to hear a fart sound? Press that one.
R4.
Yeah. Try another one. Try another one. Knock yourself out. Hey, isn't that fun? See, that's the listener guy who's playing with the sound effects.
This is great. Man, we felt the Quan out there on Rockville Pike.
I'll bet.
Incredible.
So this is my side. This is where I do my stuff from. And then you go over there, and you see where... Go on over and see where Mike hangs out.
Sorry about the Subway crumbs. You know, this is where I eat here also. This is where... But we've got the two... Step up to the microphone right over there. That microphone
There's
right
a mic
in front
for you
of you.
Guys.
Go on. Hello. Oh, you're shy. Are you shy? Are you microphone shy? A little bit. That's okay. No problem at all. You came by to say hello.
Yeah, no ring. I'm telling you, fellas.
Yeah.
Check that out already.
Absolutely.
No ring and a Benz.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
That's pretty impressive.
What'd you do? What did you do? I mean, you what?
What do you mean?
Well, Rob, don't manhandle the woman.
I don't know what I mean. Are you
a single successful chick?
Yes, I am.
Wow. More power to you.
Look at that.
Well, then you'll want to meet Buzz. He's in the next room.
That's Hi. Buzz Burbank.
Rob, why don't you take everybody into Buzz's room?
Go ahead. Go over and see Buzz's studio.
There's plenty of room, that's for sure.
Yeah, we could have dances in here. This is a big newsroom.
Now, for Buzz, this is Nirvana.
Yeah.
Because now Buzz has a woman coming into his studio.
And didn't the other guy say he works at, like, a local watering hole? So, I mean, it's all perfect. It's all coming together quite nicely. Welcome.
You smell delicious in here.
Of course, I'm here. Hi.
Smells delicious.
How you doing?
Of course, I'm here.
Private file said that. That's probably the scented candle, I think. Hi, welcome. Welcome to the newsroom.
That's true. Buzz does have scented candles in there.
Candles and wow.
His incense.
Nice in
we're still getting, you know,
his
we need
weed incense.
Curtains and maybe some beanbag chairs. But otherwise, we're moved in. So welcome.
So is Mike the only one that kicks back?
Yeah, this is the way I sit during the show.
Work ethic.
That's why I actually needed the platform yesterday. What's that? The porn?
The porn.
We haven't gotten the porn in here yet.
Most of it's bookmarked on this computer.
We're going to have the porn. The porn's going to be upstairs where our office is.
You know what you could do, Robbie? You could run them up to the office. Run them upstairs to the office and see what they think of the offices. Can Rob hear me?
Rob?
Yeah, run upstairs to the office so they can see
Take the wireless microphone.
That's a no. He couldn't hear you.
All right, I'll give him mine.
Take the wireless upstairs, Rob.
Hey, that was a lot of fun. Was that fun out there?
Oh, I love that.
Worked great.
I couldn't believe that.
Just wait until we figure out some stuff to do.
Right.
That's all we got to do now.
That's
right. Figure out stuff to do outside.
Outside stuff.
All right,
it's
Rob.
Be great. Rob is now taking our three listeners up to the office where they're going to check in. Rob, are you on the microphone? Oh, Rob?
Hello.
Hello, Rob. Did he take headphones with him?
No.
Oh, dear.
He's a bad ape. He's a bad monkey today. Hello,
Does he
Rob.
Have the, Rob, do you have the...
Is the microphone on?
Hi, here you go, Joe. Thank you.
Come with me.
There was Joe.
Come with me, please.
A nice group of folks you brought back with you.
Oh, and over here, and he's got the microphone in his hand.
Oh, and Buzz, what a fabulous group of people outside.
Yeah.
All right,
sounds
now,
like
Rob
what?
Is...
What's going on?
There you go.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Now we're set. Okay. Hello, come in, monkey.
Hi, Rob.
Come in, Kong.
Rob?
Kong.
Control to Kong.
Come in, Kong.
Rob, are you there?
You know, Buzz, it seems to me we just broadcasted from across the street.
Successfully.
What we're trying to do right now is
broadcast from a hallway.
There we are.
There we go.
Hi there.
You can hear us now, Rob, in
yes,
real time?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
A little chromium switch.
Wonderful.
You know, we just went across six lanes of highway in rush hour traffic. And we come back and Rob can't get the goddamn thing to work to take the people upstairs.
Poor stupid Rob.
That was a handsome looking woman, wasn't it, Rob?
Indeed, still is.
Mm-hmm. This is Don and Mike's office.
Cavernous, isn't it?
Be not alarmed by the size.
Talk about echo.
The ceilings are 14 to 18 feet and tiled and a lovely fresco from Milan.
He's being honest. He's being honest.
This floor is made from the oak.
He's scaring the listeners.
1,000 redwoods.
All right. All right, show them your office.
This floor.
And then bring them back down, and we'll get their final impressions on our new studios.
Yes.
And this is my desk and folding chair.
More of a box, really.
Oh, that's great.
All right, come on back down. Come on back down, Kong.
That's a lot of stairs for Rob in a very short period of time. How's the heart rate, Rob?
Mike.
I can't do that. I can't do the Tony.
Oh,
there you go. Hi, Robbie.
Well, there
Welcome
it is.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
It's right. Did we lose the chick?
Where'd she go?
Yeah, she had to go somewhere.
Oh, that sucks.
She kept saying she was late.
Oh, she was late. Well, she came by to say hi. That's okay.
Well, dudes, thank you.
Did you get her number, Buzz?
Yes.
Thank you both for coming by.
Jamie.
Thank you all very much.
And very nice. Jamie and Mark.
Yeah, very nice.
Jamie and Mark, thank nice you very much.
Up. And Absolutely. Rob, I tell you what, instead of opening up the prize closet, why don't you take those guys back where we have all the spare equipment? And really, take home anything you like.
Oh.
I mean, there's old CD players back there. There's
sure.
a reel-to-reel back there. There's old albums back there.
Nothing works, but it's quite a collectible.
Record. We'll find you something.
Knock yourselves
yes.
out.
Can oh, I take an autograph?
Yes, of course,
yeah.
yes.
That's You'll what I'm talking about.
A little autograph.
That's awesome. Thank you guys.
So you guys, do you like these studios?
With a C or a K, Mark?
With a K.
All right.
Can you see why we're happy about this?
This is awesome.
Yeah,
it's very cool.
We've got all year. Everything's just right.
That's right.
You like doing that, didn't you?
I did.
Don, can you sign that for
Stay
Mark, please?
That's awesome.
Sure.
Okay.
That's your pen or my pen? I don't know.
It's mine.
Okay, very good.
Let me just write.
Yeah, is that good for a free beer at Clyde sometime?
Seriously?
All right.
Anytime you guys want to come down.
Very cool.
It's right down the street.
I drove by that place.
It's a very nice place.
Place is huge.
That's nice.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. And
thank you all very much.
Thank you, Jackie Chan.
Thank you. Jamie and Mark, thank you, guys.
See you cats later. Okay. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Well, that would be the first installment of Meet Some of the Neighbors.
Wow. That was fun.
Not only meet neighbors, but meet other people.
I like it when you bring in strangers. How many guys were in that truck that I ran away from?
Eight.
Remember when I said, Mr. Geronimo, step away from the vehicle? Are there eight guys in there?
See.
So you see that you were sitting there looking at the guy who was smiling in the back. I was sitting there with the passenger side guy who was looking at me like he was going to kill me. And then the driver who looked scared. That combination usually means something bad is going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Mike, it was an Oscar Award winner.
Yes.
Don Cheadle,
mm-hmm.
Sandra Bullock.
Yes. Didn't crash.
And, of course, what's his name? Retard Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon.
As the bad cop.
Who learns the lesson in the end when he saves the black lady?
You know what that says? You have good days and bad days.
So that's it. That's the test of the wireless microphone.
I thought it worked out well, and it sounded fine back here.
Perfect.
Couldn't be better.
Very outstanding. Good. When we come back, we will find out about Buzz's deal at the TSA.
Yeah.
And also Joe's wife, who almost electrocuted herself through the computer.
You only have one thing wrong about that.
What?
Almost. She did electrocute herself. She actually was electrocuted yesterday. She's in bed right now.
Nice. Listen,
that's all I know. He's got all the details.
Wow.
Yes, Joe's wife was electrocuted.
JC, where's my chicken?
JC, baby.
Jesus, just because you got a bolt of lightning through you.
And it was through the computer, right?
I think so.
JC, wow. I smell burnt hair.
Where's my chicken?
Wow.
Okay.
Godspeed, JC.
Stop that. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.